Our scripture today comes from the book of James, chapter 4, verses 1 through 10. What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You want something but don't get it. You kill and covet, but you cannot have what you want. You quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive, because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred toward God? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you think Scripture says without reason that the Spirit He caused to live in us envies intensely? But He gives us more grace. That is why Scripture says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves, then, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning, and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up.
There's a famous singer and songwriter in the U.S. named Dolly Parton. She's from the state of Tennessee, same state I'm from. She's very, very famous in the Southeast and in Tennessee. And Julia Roberts is a famous actress, and they did a movie together many years ago called Steel Magnolias. And Julia Roberts was doing an interview, and she told a story about Dolly Parton. She said they were filming in South Carolina in the U.S., and it's incredibly hot in the summertime there, very, very humid. And they were filming a scene of a wedding. And so all the women were in these very formal wedding gowns, and the men were in tuxedos. And it was the middle of the summer, and it was incredibly hot and humid, and everyone was miserable. And of course, these are famous actors and actresses. They're quite wealthy, and they're accustomed to being pretty comfortable in life. And so they were very upset. They were angry. They were fussing and arguing and couldn't believe it was just so hot. And Julia Roberts said that she saw Dolly Parton just sitting on a small stone wall, just sitting there quietly in her formal gown, just sitting quietly between takes. And Julia Roberts went to her and said, "How can you sit there so calmly? It is so blazing hot. How can you just sit there like that? Why are you not complaining like the rest of us?" And Dolly Parton, in her very southern accent, said, "Honey, let me tell you something. When I was young, when I was a little girl, I wanted two things. I wanted to be rich, and I wanted to be famous. And now that I am, I'm not going to complain about it." That's the wisdom right there. How many times do we have so much? Now, we may not be rich and famous like Dolly Parton, but how many times do we, if we really look at our life, we have so much? God has blessed us in so many ways. Doesn't mean that everything's perfect. In fact, it's not perfect. There's a lot of struggles. But how many times do we have so much and we overlook that to complain about what we don't have, to fuss with one another that somebody has something that I don't have, to argue with one another because I want? How many times do we get caught up in those things? And James says, no, ask God. And if he knows that you're asking for stuff that's just purely selfish that you're going to use for your own pleasure and just mess up your life and others, he's not going to give that to you. But God does want to bless us. But more than that, God wants us to be content with the blessings that he gives us. How would life be if we gave up the term "I want"? I know just in the basic English language we have to use that phrase occasionally, but I mean the spirit of it. What if it was just, "I'm a child of God, so I'll take what God wants. I just want what God wants. Or at least I want to want what God wants." How much contentment would that bring into our life? If everything we had we saw as a gift from God, and what we don't have we can ask for, and if we don't get that, we can assume that God has a better idea for whatever reason. And we just enjoy what we have. We enjoy what God gave us. It doesn't mean that life's going to be perfect, but it can mean that we're content with the life we have. And isn't that what we really want? James tells us he knows why there's arguing and fussing and quarreling and even killing. It's because of the desires that we have, the coveting in our heart, looking at someone else and being angry that they have something I don't have, looking at the world around us and thinking, I want all these things and I'm discontent because I don't have it. And James puts forth an almost impossible challenge in the logical mind. Give all that up. Don't even want that stuff. Learn to be content with what God gives. And while logically that makes no sense at all, in our spirit, doesn't that speak to us a little bit? When we let our hearts hear those words, don't we think, well, that'd be nice. It'd be nice just to be truly content with what I have and trust that God will give me more in God's wisdom and know that I can ask God for whatever I want, but God will give it in wisdom and I can be content with that. All the stuff that we acquire in life, we do because we want peace, we want happiness, joy, we want contentment, we want security, and God promises all of those things. And yet we chase them in so many other ways. So I think the challenge for us is just to watch our thinking. What do you want? And why? What are you willing to do to get it? Why? And can we be a people that says, God, I just want to want what you want. And teach me to be content with exactly that. That's not a logical life, it's a spiritual life. And I think it's exactly what a lot of people are looking for, is that kind of prayer, of that kind of life, where we can have what we have and we're not going to complain about it. We're just going to enjoy the life God gave us. And even when it goes wrong, we know that we can trust God in the midst of all these things. And it's that trust that brings us into this place of prayer. It's the trust in God that He has the idea of how to lead our life. He knows what we need. He knows what we want even before we ask. And He knows how to lead us through this life in a way that we have contentment and joy and peace and all the things that are promised in Scripture that we chase so many other places. If we stop chasing them other places and come to God, we might be really surprised how much we already have and how much God can actually give us. And so we pray. And we practice that every week here. I hope it's not the only time you pray. I hope you pray every day. And if you don't know how, you can't mess it up. There's no way to mess it up. You can't do it wrong. Jesus gives us one way of doing it wrong, and that is if you stand up on the street corner and start praying for everyone to be a big shot and show everybody how articulate you are in prayer, He says you already have your reward. If you don't do that, there's really no way to mess it up. We just talk to God. And we do that together. And I'll say a prayer aloud, and I encourage you to do the same. If you would like to pray aloud, we encourage you to do that. And you can pray in any language that you want. I know English is not the first language for everyone here, and that's great. If you want to pray in a different language, we certainly encourage that. Or you don't have to. You can just sit silently, and we'll allow God to hear the prayers of our heart, because He hears those as well. Let's go to God in prayer as a people that too often are so discontent, but that really want to be content, that want to trust God, to be content with what we have and live in His joy. Let's be that type of people, at least in this moment, that we want to want what God wants as we pray together. God, You know the desires of our heart. You know how frustrated we get because we want our own way. We don't understand why things happen the way they happen. We don't know why some people seem to get things and doors open and doesn't always happen that way for us. We struggle so much with the discontent, with the frustration, even anger, maybe even hatred, because things just do not seem right to us. God, help us hear the challenge that comes from Your servant, Your writer, the book of James, that challenges us to give up the attitude of I want and to begin to look to You, to see what You want for us, trust that you see a vision beyond ours. To trust that you will give us all good things in the right time, in the right way. Help us, Lord, to follow you. And while we may not understand, we may not have the things we want or the ways we want, the doors may not open that we always want, help us to be content, to be at peace, to know your joy. Because, Lord, that's ultimately what we're looking for in all of that stuff. Help us to find it in you. As we, your people and your children, lift our prayers to you.